Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. A Year Talk Radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We're on 7 to 9 AM, Monday through Friday. Today, the 26th of August, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Caring, compassion, community, and courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center and Nathan's at the controls today. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
Yes, and Linda's here with the weather, and we also have the National Day. National Day today is National Dog Day.
Oh, you knew it before me.
Did you know that? Yes, National Dog Day.
We have a couple more. You can pull them up, Nathan, but I love our canine companions. First, let me give you the weather, and then we're going to go to Katrina with our pet of the week. Today, 65 right now in the downtown studios. Look for 101 today, mostly clear skies tonight with overnight of 69. Tomorrow calls for 95. Oh, my gosh, ladies and gentlemen, we are under, and they and them, we are under 100 degrees tomorrow, 95, low 67. Sunny on Sunday with 95. That means, you know, how beautiful in the morning when you go out there, it's going to be somewhat cool, which is great. Sunday night, mostly clear, 68. Monday, hot, 99. And Tuesday, 100. So we're dancing around the top of the 99ers. Okay, and the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, which is located in Anderson. We love the Kinney family. That's 365-3792 for all your propane and gas needs.
A veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans.
I love it.
Okay.
Talk about loyal. They're so loyal. You know what we've experienced. We're going on. I've just a little just sidebar here. We're going on. We will have been on the air December 14th for 13 years. But it would have been now that we really started trying to buy the business, go through the legalities, get the FCC license, all the clarity would have been happening right now 13 years ago. And I always say it's going on 14 because I always look at a year ahead. So if you see some of the advertisement, we're celebrating 13, we're going into the 14th year. So, and Shasta Gas Propane has been with us since day one. We've had many of the same sponsors, and we just cannot thank them enough for being so loyal to us and believing in local businesses to help them grow. We all support each other. And we're here today with our pet of the week. We love partnering with Haven Humane. Same thing. We believe in the value and the importance of what it is to have a really good, going to be no-kill shelter, and where you can go adopt a pet. And with good news, Katrina, what happened last week with our pet of the week?
So our pet of the week, Pippa, from last week, got adopted.
And we had offered to pay the adoption fee, and we got a phone call, and today you picked up the check.
That's right.
If somebody would... Okay, so now we've got...
We've got Carrie with us today.
Carrie, who is a little girl. How old is she?
She's 5.
Oh, she's 5?
Yeah,
you know what?
Small.
But she is a sweetie.
Sweet. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
No, so she's a lab pit mix, I would think, right?
We have her as a pit mix. Mm-hmm. You know, the mix is kind of up for debate, of course, as always.
Mm-hmm. She has a sweet disposition, and she is, how would you say, because people can't see on the radio, they can look at our afterwards and see the picture. 40, 50 pounds, 60?
I would say definitely around 50 pounds, because she's not very big, but she's definitely very muscular. But she's definitely a good medium-sized dog if you're wanting a dog that, you know, isn't too big, isn't going to, you know, knock your kids over or anything like that. But she's a really sweet dog, and she knows a lot of tricks, and she's very well-behaved. She walks good on the leash.
She knows how to sit. I saw that.
Does she
lie down, too?
Sometimes.
But she sits.
But she's a great dog, I think, for anyone who... maybe hasn't had a ton of dog experience just because, she's really easygoing. She's, you know, since she's 5, she's not a young pup. She definitely has energy and wants to go out and play. She loves chasing the tennis ball, but she's also definitely a dog that just kind of wants to lay at your feet as well.
Yeah, Carl's rubbing her neck right now, and she's she has a docile side to her. Playful, but yet docile. So she
definitely
knows how to be able to relax in a room. We're always amazed.
She's
when
up
I pull up in the morning,
when
I pull up in the morning, your van is out in front. I never know what dog I'm going to see you bring in. So, you've brought in a beautiful, sweet disposition. We hope to get her adopted as well, because now's the time. Your shelter is very full.
That's right. Very full. And we're still doing our summer promotion where all adult dogs and cats are $25. So definitely a good time to come on down.
Let me tell you, little lady, if you adopt this little dog right here who is so friendly, is leaning up against my leg, and so I can rub underneath their chin, we will pay your adoption fee. KCNR, Free Fire Radio, will pay the adoption fee for... What's her name?
Carrie.
Carrie is totally relaxed, laying under the studio table.
She could be a studio dog.
Yeah, she, I was
she
just
be.
Thinking
just
that.
Leave, just
she
leave could, her just
I mean,
leave
we
her
tried
there.
To do that with Snooki, and she was, well, she was a puppy when we tried to get her in and integrate her, but she was too busy wanting to chew wires when we were in the small studio over there. So we ended up putting her in the office, and then she would bark, and we thought, this is not going to work. But this dog right here has already got it down. So if you're looking to have a companion in your workspace, this is a fabulous Carrie at Haven Humane today.
Yeah, she's amazing. She has been with us far too long for how amazing she is. You know, she's mostly black with like a little white on her chest and some white on her toes. And it's kind of the curse of the black and white dogs that they do tend to get overlooked.
Well, you know, the other thing, too, is, yeah, I mean, it's and she probably she's not there leaping at the gate or anything. So, yeah, but this is a good dog. And.
Why we have
I
our
like
moment here to promote on? Haven Humane. Exactly. What else is happening in the next, I don't know, 2 to 3 weeks at Haven Humane we need to know about?
Yeah, so we are still continuing our summer promotion. So definitely come on down. Give us a call, 241-1653, if you're interested in adopting. We just had our Zumba Bash last weekend.
How did
and that
go?
It was amazing. It was a really good turnout. It was
well
a really
attended.
Good time. And then, of course, in October, we have Bark, Wine, and Brew coming up. And I know we still have a couple sponsorship tables open left. So if you're wanting to contribute to that, go ahead and visit our page, havenhumane.org.
All right. And when in October
if
is Bark, Wine, and Brew?
October 1st.
It's such a beautiful event. We love that event.
Yeah.
If you scratch her on the left side, she rolls over on her back.
She's such a love.
She is.
She's like she's rolling on, you know.
She's
playful.
My buddy now.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
She's licking my.
She's licking
my,
your ankle.
She's
oh, my God,
ankle.
It's over.
It looks
oh
like
God.
I got to leave her here.
Just leave her here. This is really a cool dog. If you're looking for a dog that can walk down the streets with you and walk down the trails, you don't need a giant yard. She looks like she'd be great with kids. I don't know about other dogs or cats, but... I think she'd make somebody a good pet.
Yeah,
really
absolutely.
Good. Okay. Well, thank
you,
hon.
So much for joining us, Katrina.
Of course. And
right.
Have
remember,
a fabulous weekend.
And remember, you adopt Carrie, we pay for it right here out of our own little paychecks. That's how we...
It's important. And see, this is the whole thing about pushing our community forward, integrating our community, one hand helping the other. And there might be people who maybe just that $25, especially with gas prices, is just... that bump that they can't do. So we'd love to place, and that all comes from, by the way, again, we talked about some of our sponsors. The sponsorships that we get obviously help this radio station float and, how we're able to do our business with, you know, insurance and electricity and FCC license, all those things. And that what we can do too is be able to help support other community members such as Haven Humane. So I think it's a beautiful thing. It feels really good today to be able to do that.
And we got to get a picture before you leave so we can put it in our chat room. People are asking for it.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much.
This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. Trying to make sure that your kids get 10 hours of sleep if they haven't been getting 10 hours of sleep. And now that school is open, you know, I hope you've been adjusting them to that. And, Don't let her go until we get a photo.
I got it.
Oh, you got it already. Oh, no. She's got it. Okay. I didn't realize that. Oh, is that what that sign was? Okay. Was that that signal you gave me? Oh.
Okay, let's go back. Quickly, sleep number. And okay, sleep so number. My sleep number setting was 45 last night.
And my sleep number setting last night was 65. Because you can adjust the firmness of your mattress. This is the secret of sleep number. You know, life is a lot of compromises. You don't have to compromise on your mattress and the way you sleep at night. And it is if you've never slept on a Sleep Number bed, you need to go down to our Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center, our being Reading Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center, and try out those beds and talk to the professionals down there. And they're going to explain to you why being able to adjust that bed and the different aspects of Sleep Number beds help you sleep more and better every
and
night.
And might I add, it's a real education, and it's very clean. It's not creepy. They are experts. No, it's not. I mean, no, it's not.
Here, lay on my bed.
No, it's very clean, and then they also bring different pillows, all different kinds of things to help you figure out how you're going to get the optimal sleep.
Why choose proven quality sleep from Sleep Number? Because every great day starts the night before. And now, don't miss Sleep Number's Labor Day special where all smart beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, plus special financing and free premium delivery when you add a base. That ends Labor Day September 5th, only at Sleep Number store down in a Target Shopping Center or other Sleep Number stores. Now, that's subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See sleepnumber.com for details. We'll be right back. Little time, but you're gonna see that I was born to love you. What if I
fall? I won't let you fall. I'm Max Steiner, the Democratic candidate for Congress here in CD1. I'm a combat veteran and a political moderate. I'm pro timber, pro gun, pro choice, and pro America. I'm not a typical woke Democrat, and I am not a career politician. My legislative priorities as your representative would cut across party lines. We need to protect the fundamentals of our democracy. We must reduce fire risk by thinning our forests, strengthening the timber industry, and hiring more firefighters. We need to build more dams to reduce the impacts of climate change. We should codify Roe v. Wade into law. Finally, we must ensure security abroad with a strong military and security at home with strong police forces. We need to make big changes in Washington. If we keep voting for the incumbents, nothing will ever change. We need politicians who will put principles over party, politicians who will say no to the far left and the far right. We need politicians who will truly put America first. In November, I would be honored to earn your vote.
The bases are loaded, and the 21 pit is heating up inside Wind River Resort and Casino with the Table Games Giants Giveaway. Check into your favorite table game with your River Club card for a chance to win San Francisco Giants swag and a pair of home game Giants tickets. Hot seats every Friday through September from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. Hot seat winners every 15 minutes. Get all the details at windriver.com and find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Axiom Repertory Theater wants to thank the Rancheria for their generous grant to help support the arts and our theater in the community. Thank you so much for being a wonderful partner.
Hey, from all of us at Riddick Sports Club, we want to thank Reading Rancheria for all that you guys do for the community and for helping us out. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Veterans, did you know that Shasta County Veterans Service Office is open to all veterans who have served our nation? Whether a combat veteran or a member of the reserves with limited active duty time, you have earned benefits. If you have any military benefit or veteran-related questions, call 530-225-5616 or stop by Shasta County Veteran Service Office at 1855 Shasta Street, Redding, California. This message is brought to you by Korean War veteran Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary, California Veterans Affairs.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, BT Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. BT Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's BT Satellite, 241-3474.
See you over there staring at your drink, watching that ice sink all alone tonight. And chances are you're sitting here in the spark, she ain't gonna treat you right.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR
1460.com,
1460 AM and 96.5 FM.
Yeah, I know. Your Friday morning. Radio.
No, it's...
Well, Keith Urban, we get to
move my cheese.
We
just move my cheese while I'm in the middle of talking cheese.
All right,
move my cheese.
I move your cheese.
Okay.
Get over it.
No.
Let me grate it for you while
we're
here.
No, you're grating it right now. You're
chop it, grate it. There we go.
This portion of the show is brought to you by...
Shasta Regional Medical Center, one of the nation's top 50 cardiovascular hospitals, recognized by Watson Health and is a fully accredited chest pain center. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here.
Hey, we're here with a couple of our favorite people.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Charlou and Kathy.
Good morning.
How are you from, of course, Charlou's Tap House? And 843 beers. I'm still working my way through.
Jesus,
okay.
I tell you.
You know, no, I started on one end of the beer wall, and I'm only like a third of the way through. And I expect by the time I hit my 90th birthday, I will have made it.
Is that 10, 20 years from now?
Yeah,
your
exactly.
Birthday?
You guys.
Yeah, well, about 10.
So wow.
So.
Well, thank you so much for being with us today. Let's talk about the fact that you were formerly Mary's Pizza. And you rebranded maybe 6 months ago?
Yep, January 6th.
Yeah, and you rebranded to Charlou's, and oftentimes I get people saying, oh, did you see that new... No, that's formerly Mary's Pizza, and the same owners rebranded with... there's a lot of the same items, but they've expanded their menu, and it's really phenomenal. So let's talk about what's happening with your business. Let's promote it. Let's up the game.
Yeah, there's still a lot of questions out there. I hear it every day. I even hear, hey, they talk about the new restaurant, and it's basically I don't know if you call it a spinoff of my grandmother's restaurant. We were franchised for many, 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 many years, the only franchise in the family, and we got, just to be nice, we got tired of paying the franchise fee. And so we started negotiating, and then we decided, you know, I think that's enough. Over $1.2 million in franchise fees over the years. Granted, it did a lot for our work up here, our business. The name was very strong, very strong. So, you know, 62 or 63 years in business as Mary. So it was no easy task. We had to come up with a good name, and my wife threw my name in the hat. It's an old nickname from Sonoma. I don't even think anybody in Sonoma knows my real name. It's Charles.
It is?
It is, yeah. See?
Well,
I'm checked everywhere.
That's a big step with going from, you know, but the thing that you had going for you is everybody knows you all.
Yes.
And everybody knows you from Mary's.
Yeah.
And so... changing the name, I mean, I'm sure there was confusion.
A lot.
Definitely a lot of confusion. We did open up our menu to more items and changed our service only because we could not. I was just heck trying to hire people. We couldn't hire anybody. And it's getting better, a lot better. We're being able to see some great assets to our team. We went to fast casual because we didn't have enough employees. We have a very large menu, and it's all homemade. So you don't just walk in and heat something up in the microwave. You're making the soup. You're making the sauces. You're making all the dressings. You're making the dough. You're making, you name it, we're making it. We would rather make it there than have somebody else assemble it and get it ready for the microwave, obviously. But we ended
up. But you can tell,
yeah.
Though. I mean, you've tasted the difference in that. I mean, I've watched you all do that. I've stood behind there to try and make a pizza, which of course it's hilarious. I mean, somebody hit me in the head. Maybe that was you when you were spinning it. I'm not sure. But watching how you do it and your people back there, I mean, every pizza is made like that.
Yep.
You don't take them out of a box and then add stuff to it.
No,
And so every pizza is a little different.
That's true. We do cook them a little crispy, too. We got the old-fashioned Montague ovens still. We don't use I call it the air dryer ovens, the Lincolns. But we do have the old-fashioned ovens that makes, I think, a wonderful crispy crust. Some people say, well, this is burnt. And we'll obviously give them. You
my
know,
favorite kind.
I can't do a
crispy. Yeah, I don't want a soggy.
I like
a chewy pizza is not a pizza.
I like the crispy old-fashioned way where you get it to the end of the fringe. You know, it's ready to light on fire.
Well, you look at pizzas in Italy.
Yeah,
they're very thin.
Mm-hmm. Yep,
and they are very crispy. So.
But we're here, if you're just tuning in, with the owners of Charlu's, which was formerly Mary's Pizza Shack. And I'm not sure if we talked about this on the air or we discussed it when we came in and had a wonderful experience on your patio, which we can talk about later. But we were talking about the increasing prices with gas, with trucking, with the shortage of finding things, and how hard you have worked to keep your fresh ingredients, to keep the quality, and keep your price point. And that, I think, is something, a challenge of everybody across the board. How's that working for you?
Go ahead.
Oh.
You know the food costs.
Food costs are way up. Labor is still moving. That was one of the main challenges, but we got kind of lucky with our distributor. They went to bat. I mean, they want to make sure we didn't run out of anything, and we did run short on, pizza boxes at one point, which was ridiculous. And so we actually had to order them online, and now we have way too many. We freaked out.
See if we can't help you with that.
I mean, what do you do? You tell the customer, bring your own box. I'll give you 5% off. You know, we didn't go that far. But
if you pick it up, we're going to give you a special deal, but you don't get a box.
Yeah. Good luck.
Well, it just so happens that I've got 5 pizza boxes at home. I'll be glad to come in there with, pick it up.
So,
they were hard to get.
When you think about it, that's not that bad because it's a box, but the ingredients is a whole different volume. So fantastic. I think that speaks volumes that your distributors went to bat for you.
We had a lot of people step up. Saladino is one of our main people. They long-term Italian family out of Fresno. They came through, they got us our product, our food product. We didn't run short on, we came close. You know, there was times where we couldn't get one thing or the other. But they stepped it up and they sourced new places and made good. Didn't raise their prices very much. They did when they had to. And we stuck to that concept of being price sensitive. And we made it by the skin on my teeth, but we made it. We didn't change our prices. Well, I only changed them once. We had to increase them.
There's some places that have had to increase their price 3 or 4 times, and then they couldn't get what they needed, and they end up going to Costco or places like that, or barbecue places. But I remember you telling me that you said, "Hey, our distributors are standing up," and that helps, obviously.
But, yeah, they had to. It was wonderful,
and they were still in the same quality. They weren't switching their distributors in the same quality and everything.
We did try a few different options for different items that were a little bit larger in bulk. Pineapple. We tried one case. We didn't like the way it came in, so we had to it was great, excellent product, but and I'm very afraid, reluctant to change any product. If it works, like my uncle says, if it's not broken, don't fix it. And so I think that's what you say, right?
If right.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
But you probably say it in Italian a different way.
Yeah,
a little bit of a twisty poo.
And you use your hand. You
Mamma mia, what's the matter for you?
Yo, I changed this. Here, let me spank your head.
Yeah, okay. Go ahead and say it in Italian.
Yeah.
We need to take,
whatever it is.
We need to take a quick break here. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. They're getting ready to make a big, super huge announcement right after Labor Day.
Mm.
That's all I'm going to say about Northern Firearms Instruction, except it is one of the finest firearms instruction companies in California and is probably now the biggest privately owned company in California because the structure and the training that Ted Leidy started 14 years ago has been recognized, and now he is teaching in all of the Bass Pro Shops, Sportsman's Warehouses throughout California, plus having classes, regular classes, in like 36 different locations. So, yeah, Ted Leidy, Northern Firearms Instruction. For more information, go to usgunpro.com or give him a call at 530-999-1822. We'll be right back with Charlews.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
We are in the middle of fire season in California, and we've already seen major fires break out here in the North State. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. In Siskiyou County, the tragic McKinney Fire has caused at least 4 deaths and consumed over 60,000 acres. And some of the most dangerous months are still ahead of us. I'm working to improve federal forest management by getting more aggressive in thinning and clearing near power lines to reduce fire risks. We have delivered billions in aid for local disaster recovery and are fighting to stop FEMA from seizing money from fire victims who have received compensation from PG&E. I've also written a bipartisan bill to stop the IRS from taxing people's fire settlement dollars. In July, I offered amendments to federal legislation that would increase funding for water storage and fire protection. My office is here to serve you. Go to lamalfa.house.gov or give us a call. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa, paid for with official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Used to spend my nights out in the barroom.
Let's see.
Welcome back to Free Fire. What?
Tennessee Whiskey.
Yeah. That was here last night. No, it was
Chris Stapleton, man.
Texas Bourbon last night. 7:35 in the morning here on the 26th of August, 2022. It's about 68 degrees out there. It's going to be, what, 106 today? 104?
Oh, wow.
Or less. It's going to be less. And I know tomorrow's
101. That's a significant drop, buddy.
Frankly, you tell me the difference between 101 and 105.
I think there's a significant difference.
Four.
Well,
no
morning.
Wonder you're a businessman.
Yeah, that's yeah, right.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Judy Maxwell. We have insurance with Judy Maxwell. She's been doing this since 1993, helping families, seniors, veterans, business owners, everybody, whether it comes to financial management or insurance. Health care insurance, fire insurance, which is still a big problem. In our area up here. She's helped everyone, and she's done a great job. She treats people like friends. It's Judy Maxwell, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. You can reach her at 530-221-0441. And we're here with Charlou and Kathy. Charlou's Tap House Pizza Pasta Grill right here down the street from us. Really.
Formerly Mary's.
When I say it's too close, it means I can walk down there and get your split piece.
Oh, yeah.
Can we talk about the fact that we said it was 101, but the overnight lows are 69. So what you have is, this is now a golden opportunity for you guys to go and enjoy this beautifully built patio. And we were the first ones, I think, pretty much to help launch with a private party that we did on the patio. The service was amazing. It was beautiful, and it was hot, but the misters were on, and you've got a waterfall there. And so we encourage people, if you've got guests coming into town, you want to do a birthday party, a shower, a business thank you luncheon, or a cocktail hour, or dinner, or pizza on the patio, let's say it's a thank you. There's all kinds of things to gather now, and you can go out on the patio at Charlou's, and it's really very, very special place that you have created.
Yes, I love my patio. We worked very hard on that, and thank you for being our first guest.
Yeah, we gushed about it because
it was
it's true.
So fun.
Yeah, so yeah. You've been saying it has been hot, but now when you look at this forecast and the overnight lows of 69, you know, 70, 80 for us in Reading, or 90 even, is not that big of a deal once the sun sets. And it's getting better, you know, like at 6:30, 7 o'clock at night to have dinner and to gather. So we highly recommend it. We've been there, and like I said, you know, the pizza is the best in town, and the service is great. You guys have done so many things to rebrand, and you've got – let's talk about some of your specials.
So our specials right now we have going on. We have our fall meals are back. We have three specials. We have the $25 meal, family pasta with two meatballs and a large salad. And then we have the $25 large one topping with a large salad. And then we have a $19.95 medium two topping pizza.
So
those are all great deals and help out with back to school.
Yes.
Help the moms. And
yeah, because there's soccer nights. There's all kinds of football nights, and people need to gather.
Kevin says it's the best pizza in town.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Kevin.
Love that.
On their chat room here. Well, you know what? It's the only thing is you put so many toppings on it. It is so.
But it's special
Could you cut back on the pepperoni a little?
You need a cheese pizza, Carl.
No, I'm just kidding.
That's
about
my favorite.
That's one of the things I heard you.
That's what I eat.
I heard you talking one night, you know, saying, you know, got to watch that guy over there. He is a pizza heavy, or he's pepperoni heavy, or something
like
that.
I love pepperoni.
I don't know.
My favorite.
It was something like that. It was, and you were joking, and it was freaking me up. Okay, tell us a little bit about your menu. You know, when people hear pizza, you think pizza, right? Mm-hmm. But with the tap house, and you have offered other things, and we've tried a variety of different meals, but talk to us about your menu.
So right now we are actually working on redoing the menu a little bit. We have Casey, our top cook, and Brian, my son-in-law, and we're working on some fun new items coming on.
Okay.
We have pizza, pasta, soup, salads, sandwiches, burgers. We have a whiskey burger that's off the hook. Oh, my God.
That one is the top seller, yeah. Wicked Whiskey.
How do you make that? I mean, if it's not...
It's really hard to get past the bottle, but after you pass the Jack Daniels, there's a little left for the recipe. Not much.
I was going to say...
when
you say a whiskey burger, does that mean... Is that the cook's back there getting hammered?
At 2 o'clock, well, I take a nap.
Yeah, at 2 o'clock, we have to change shifts.
Yeah.
Because they're asleep in the freezer.
So the whiskey burger is your biggest seller?
Yeah,
right now.
It's one of them. Definitely, yeah.
How cool.
That one.
I'm going back to your split pea soup.
Yeah.
Because
it
is absolutely fabulous.
And that's one of my favorite soups, but boy, does it have to be right.
Where did that come from? Yeah. It's homemade, of course.
My nonny.
Okay.
Yeah, my nonny started making that many, many, many years ago. I mean, she made a fresh soup every 2 days, depending on how busy she was, or it was. And she does her recipes. All our soups are her recipes, and they came from her father, some of them. And they were, you know, they didn't, back then, you didn't go out to eat very often.
Did.
Yeah, they had gardens. All of them had gardens. And then, so that would probably be, I think that was my grandmother's. I think my mom modified it just a little tiny bit and added, we cooked the sausage there and a little bit of fennel and stuff like that and added that to it. So it does have sausage, split pea. She also tried, ham hocks, smoked ham hocks in it.
Uh-huh.
And then she took those out, and then she ended up, what's in there now?
Sausage.
Oh my God, I haven't seen it for
whatever
a long time.
It
yeah,
is,
it's back to sausage.
It's off the chart.
No, I was going to say, think they had the sausage.
Yeah.
Because
yep.
it has a very distinctive
mm-hmm.
flavor.
Yeah, that's the good old fashioned Italian sausage.
You can
sausage.
Make a meal out of that soup.
Yeah. Fantastic.
We have a lot of followers. They were on a list. Like Marjorie at the Cornerstone Bank, she says, you call me, you know my number, you call me when split pea's there.
Ooh.
And we drop her a text or give her a call, and she'd be right down.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you have to save some for Marjorie, because otherwise we all get in trouble.
Well, you've saved things for me there before, too. There's a beer that comes out once a year. I think it's got a name of a person.
Where's Waldo?
Yes.
Or... Pining.
Where's Waldo?
We don't get pining.
No, where's Waldo?
Yeah, where's Waldo?
And it only comes out, and you only get like a keg or something.
We did get two small kegs. There was one time when they'd only give us, I think they only gave us one. We got in at the end of it, but we did have it was gone in 2 days.
Well,
2 days.
Yeah. I showed up, you know, you said, okay, I'm saving you a glass. Yeah. So I ran down there, and I came up to, you know, whoever's in charge at that point, and I said, my name's Carl, and I was told to come down. Where's Waldo? He goes, I know who you are. He hands me a glass. And I'm like, you know, I kept looking over my shoulder. You know, like,
now, you guys have a beer wall, mm-hmm. which is beautiful. I mean, and you know, Nathan, our producer, lived and was a bartender. Would you say in Las Vegas?
Yeah.
For 10 years, he was a bartender, so you know he could write a book about probably passing through there. So you probably know, was beer or was it more mixed cocktails that you did?
I've worked in several breweries on top of several mixology bars, so it's a large mix.
Right, so, you know, he probably appreciates a good beer, people loving that. But so you guys have the beer wall, and you have beer tastings. I love that, you know, when you go to their website, which is, you know, you just go to charlews.com, and it's right there, Charlews Tap House, and you'll see beautiful pictures about the rewards, your gift cards, the menu, and your specials, which are really a good price point for people who are going to, like I said, come out with their kids after games or families getting together to support. It's back to school.
Yeah.
You know, we're here with Kathy and Charlie Byerlin, and from Charlie's Tap House, formerly Mary's Pizza. We love having them on a semi-regular basis just because I've seen them, well, we've known them for 10, 12 years at least, and maybe Linda, maybe longer, but watching you all expand and how hard you've worked as other business owners. And when you own a business, you appreciate how much it takes to see people not just be happy and satisfied, which is fine, but to know that, you know what, we can expand our business. But what it takes to do that, and then as soon as you did it, it seemed like COVID hits and all of that, and y'all persevered through that.
Right.
And this is, and so when I see comments from people out there not who don't have businesses, they're great workers. They're very accomplished, but they don't own the business. Mm-hmm. When I see that, they have no concept, really, that part where you wake up at 3 in the morning.
The sacrifice.
I mean, literally wake up at 3 in the morning thinking, I've got payroll tomorrow.
Yeah, sacrifice. Yeah. And plus, you're a husband and wife team.
Yeah.
Like
That's
we
the other
are.
Thing.
So, yeah. Our pillow talk is about the business.
Yeah.
And clients.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get that commercial in? I don't know. What do you think? But, it's something that we've built together. It's our baby.
Yes.
So you guys get that. Totally get that.
That's and we appreciate that with you all. And there's other businesses, too.
Thank you.
I think it's more of on a personal level, seeing how you've done that. Anyway.
That's what we were taught. I mean, growing up, she ran her dad's business. And I didn't run my nanny's business. I was put into management at 15 years old and stuff like that. But that was light management duty. And we just learned from them. They got up every day. Every day.
Seven days a week.
Even if they hurt.
Yep.
Even if they limped in, they were still in there chopping, doing, serving.
Fighting.
Yeah. So that's what you do.
That's the Italian
part
way.
Part of the deal.
That's it. And if they didn't, it would be like,
we even do it on the air. People know. Listen.
But if we didn't, you'd be upset.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Hey, this portion of the show, speaking about another business that's owned by a couple right here in town, and it's been a big success, is Four Winds Jewelry.
They're packed, man.
The only full-service jewelry store in Reading, a great selection of jewelry, very fair prices. They're located at 2225 Hilltop Drive. That's where we go to buy our jewelry, is Four Winds Jewelry. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. We'll be right back with Charlie's.
I like a big pizza pie that's amore.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models in an ever-changing world. We strive to keep up with change with our extensive training program. It's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Oh, yeah. Cheeseburger in Paradise. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. We were in here all just chit-chatting with each other. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite. Mike Huber's Estate Granite has been customizing houses for over 20 years. He is a true artist when it comes to working with marble, granite, slate, tile. If you have an idea about the way you want your kitchen or bathroom or other rooms in your house or outside to look, make an appointment to set up a free consultation with Mike, and he will make your dreams come true. He does work by appointment only, so give him a call at 241-STONE. EstateGranite.com is the website, and it's a veteran-owned business. We're here with Charles and Linda.
I want to just share with our listeners, and welcome back to, you know, Kathy and Charlou and their rebranding of Charlou's Tap House, which used to be formerly Mary's Pizza Shack. I just want to share again with our listeners, you know, we talk about what it is to support the community. And a lot of times we're happy just like we were able to get our pet, the pet of the week, adopted. And we'll tell our listeners about a, you know, like a heating and air or Shasta gas propane. And people, you know, this is how just people want to support local. You guys deserve a huge award for all that you've done for our community through the years. You have been countless hours and time and money and effort that you have put in with the Rodeo Association, with Relay for Life. The list goes on of the special events that you have given your time. And so we just really want to thank you and share with our listeners, please go and support their business because it's phenomenal, first of all. And if you have a choice, like, who really supports our community? A husband and wife team that puts their blood, sweat, and tears in not only their business, but really loving the special events here in Reading. So thank you for that.
Thank you for the shout out. That was
But it's true.
It is true. I speaketh the truth of.
What do you see coming? I mean, you two are astute business people. What do you see happening? And it, you know, it appears that Reading is really starting to explode downtown.
Yeah.
And, you know, which I'm sure is, you saw that before you moved to your new location over here. I mean, you saw signs and all that. Where do you think Reading's going to be going here?
Very busy. It's the whole town is very busy. Everything's being, all the construction going on and all the new places being built. I'm for it. I love progress. I love bringing people downtown. It's a lot different than it used to be when we first got up here in 2012 or first opened. the second pizza shack. And we've seen a huge increase in traffic. A lot of great people moving up from down south, trying to get away from that madhouse. I think Redding's on the right track, definitely. I compare them to Anderson because Anderson tries to build something every month. It's like,
Anderson's
pad,
oh, gosh,
and the things they do. It's incredible. We love that town. But we've come to love Redding also. I love seeing all the new buildings going up, and I see they got a lot of people that'll be able to rent apartments up above these businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's just going to do nothing but good for Redding. I see it moving into a little faster, not faster pace. I don't even know how to explain it. I'd say a busier.
Yeah, an up-tempo. Area. A little bit
up-tempo, yep.
Because you know, with people living downtown, they have a tendency to walk around downtown.
Especially when gas prices are up.
Yeah, especially when gas prices are up.
Yeah.
And continuing to stay up. But I agree. I see Redding. We had Lori Baker on from Choose Redding, you know, the rebranding. And then you've got Choose Redding and Visit Redding, you know, two Chamber of Commerce and the Wonderland Association. But they're saying the same thing. Come here to Redding. This is a great place.
It is. Definitely it is.
And that helps businesses.
I wish we had more on the river restaurants.
Oh yeah.
I don't know what I wanted to look into it, but I feel that when we go to, let's say, I think it was San Antonio, I can't remember.
Yeah, the Riverwalk.
The Riverwalk.
So
that blew me away.
Yeah,
well, I mean, it was more like a canal walk, but
it is. You know, people think river, but it's not. It's a canal.
Yeah,
but
it was cool.
They've got boats going up and down this canal.
Yeah.
The problem is that you've got the Kuchar's family, and that's not a problem because they're trying to develop it. And then you've got the city. They've got to come up with a plan that works for both groups, and I think they can do that. And,
yeah.
But you're right. The only restaurant on the river, I think, is View 202. Mm-hmm. All the way from here, all the way down to, past Red Bluff, maybe?
Yeah, there's, I can't remember the name of it, out on Ash Creek. I think that's a, but I don't know if that's a dinner house. I can't remember. Do a lot of weddings there.
Yeah, yeah.
I forgot what it was called. But
I know what you're talking about. It's close to the bridge right there.
Yeah.
Well, really appreciate you all being here today because,
you
know, the last night, some of the perks of being a business owner, refrigerator went out.
Yeah, that was right. We just got it done, fixed it, and then every hour they sent me the numbers on it and it went 44, 45, 46, 47 degrees.
Uh-huh.
And we put a team together and went down there and did it again. But this time we got it right. Apparently you have to defrost the entire evaporator, whatever you call it, instead of leaving the ends a little frozen like we did. And then we thought we were all, yeah, that's great. That's 3.5 hours. We got it fixed. Only to find out 46, 47.
Then you take the your youngest employee and tell him to hug the end of the condenser. Hug it until it's melted.
We did torches last night.
Oh, my gosh.
A little bit of warm water in some spots, and then the torch, that really melts it. But we found out exactly what it was, and she's all better now. She's probably at about 35 degrees right now where we like it.
See, and there, you know, you figured it out. You know, sometimes we'll just, you know, our FM goes off the air. We have no idea.
Yeah.
You know, we think it's the internet, and, you know, and we can check it from here all the way up to the top of the mountain with, you know, computers right here in the studios or even at home, and it's going, well, it shows it's working. I bet I'm not hearing anything, guys. I know. It's just, but that's part of being a business
owner. I stay away from that, the internet thing with the, I can't do it. We had to hire smart young kids. My son-in-law, he's a master at it now. He can diagnose anything on that internet issue.
That's great.
Yeah.
IT geniuses can go far in this world.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Hey, somebody also commented, Charlize was at Mosquito Serenade.
Oh, yeah.
Also.
We do that. We've done it for many years now, and we loved it. We did Pamptilis. That was a blast.
I bet that was great.
Oh, we had a line like you wouldn't believe.
Oh,
okay,
man.
Tell everybody where Charlize is.
Downtown Redding, 1177 Shasta Street. right next to, not Mercy, it's the Shasta Regional.
Shasta Regional, right across the parking lot.
Yep, and then the outlets in Anderson.
Of course.
Outlet Mall, been there for, I think, 16 years.
Yep.
2006, 7.
Yep.
And signed a little bit of a longer lease there. And we just keep rolling.
And you know what? If you get, like, pizza by the slice, you can put it in your put it in Linda's purse and we can get into the movies.
Yep.
And we just smell good. We just smell good.
Yeah.
As we're going through. All right. We got to take a break for the news. Thanks a lot for being here and just congratulations on such a great business.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having
you
us.
You guys too.
You bet. Okay. Hey, when we come back, One Safe Place is joining us.
Casey and I, Shasta ready.
In the months ahead, as he says, the central bank resolutely focused on taming sky-high inflation. And suggesting collateral damage, Powell acknowledges that the ongoing tightening of credit is going to cause pain for a lot of households and businesses. Federal judge has ordered the Justice Department to release the affidavit that was used by the FBI to raid former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. It will be a redacted version of that affidavit with the release due by noon Eastern time as per the judge's order. Still no answers. The White House struggling to explain how much President Biden's student loan debt bailout will cost.
At the daily White House briefing, Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was asked repeatedly about the price tag of the student loan cancellation.
We just don't have a number to share at this time.
Unlike previous policy pronouncements touted by the administration, the student debt forgiveness plan is not being described as fully paid for. When pressed on that point, Jean-Pierre struggled to answer direct questions about cost. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Parts of central and south Mississippi are underwater as a result of flash flooding. Flooding also a problem along parts of the Alabama Gulf Coast. It certainly was not a politically risky venue for a Democrat rally. President Biden led a pre-election event last evening in the solidly blue Washington, D.C. suburb of Rockville, Maryland. Wall Street, the sell-off rolls on. The Dow is down about 415 points. The Nasdaq, 235 points lower. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, and I'm still mad at timeshare companies. For over a decade, I've been fighting to clean up the timeshare industry by getting folks out of bad timeshares. But after all those battles, I'm still asked, how do they sell timeshares for $25,000 when they're available online for only a dollar? Here's how they do it. They lie. They tell you things like, timeshare's a great investment. You can go anywhere, anytime, or your maintenance fees will never go up. Everything they do to get you to sign a timeshare agreement is part of a well-planned trap. If you've ever been held hostage at a timeshare presentation and bought, Wesley Financial Group is here to help. To date, we've canceled timeshares for over 30,000 families. And I guarantee you this, we'll cancel your timeshare or you'll pay nothing.
Call now for your free timeshare cancellation guide. 800-478-7733. That's 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
Australian police reporting their country's largest ever methamphetamine seizure. A haul of the drug estimated at $1 billion U.S., the BBC's Phil Mercer in Sydney.
750 kilograms of the drug were found last month, hidden in a consignment of marble at Botany Bay in Sydney. Even more was discovered last week by the police on board a ship from the United Arab Emirates. In total, 1,800 kilograms were detected, which is Australia's biggest ever seizure of methamphetamine. It's the most widely used illicit drug in the country.
Ukrainian officials say that a mission from the UN's International Atomic Energy Agency is expected to visit the Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant next week after it was temporarily knocked offline and more shelling was reported in the area overnight, the plant occupied by Russian troops. News and analysis, townhall.com. Years late and billions over budget, NASA's new moon rocket to make its debut next week. At least that's the plan.
The 322-foot rocket will attempt to send an empty crew capsule into a far-flung lunar orbit 50 years after NASA's famed Apollo moonshots. If all goes well, astronauts could strap in as soon as 2024 for a lap around the moon. with NASA aiming to land two people on the lander in service by the end of 2025. Liftoff set for Monday morning from NASA's Kennedy Space Center. John Scott reporting.
Consumer prices rose 6.3% last month from a year earlier. That is according to a just-released Commerce Department report out this morning. Prices had posted a 6.8% increase in June, and that was the biggest jump since 1982. Watching Wall Street, the Dow down 432 points, and the Nasdaq is off 256. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. We're on Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 AM. You just can't get away. Our phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we stream our show throughout the world, so don't tell me. In fact, last night on Man Up, our Thursday night show with Ted Leidy and Perry Crimmins and myself, we got a phone call from Alaska last night. Somebody was listening to the show.
Oh, cool.
Just wanted to put their 2 cents worth in. Nathan's at the head of this.
Good morning.
Menagerie. And today is National Dog Day.
All right,
National
we love it.
Dog
Aww.
Day.
That's so cool. Yeah. And our guests are like, woohoo. All right, 71 degrees in the downtown studios currently. Today will be 101. Mostly clear tonight with overnight lows of 69. Saturday calls for 95, overnight lows of 67. And Sunday, sunny with a high of 95, excuse me, overnight lows of 68. Monday, 99, and Tuesday, 100. That is the forecast. And the weather is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned, operated, senior, and veteran discounts. They are a wonderful family doing wonderful things for our community, 365-3793. Now, talking about somebody who does wonderful things for our community, and just a great lady, is Susan Eastman with Stifel Investments. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. Well, stocks are in the red this morning after Fed Chair Powell's hawkish speech at the Jackson Hole Economic Symposium. The Dow is currently down 508 points at 32,784. The S&P 500 is off 78 points at 4,120. And the Nasdaq Composite is losing 240 points at 12,398. Active stocks this morning, Ford down 34 cents, trading at $15.59. SoFi Technology off 36 cents, trading at $6.34. Tesla down $3.74 at $292.33 post 3-for-1 stock split. Stocks of local interest, Walmart down $1.64 at $134.23. Costco off $6.59, trading at $544.18. Target down $4.17 at $163.35. Over in the bond department, the 10-year treasury note is price yield 3.05%. For commodities, gold is down $17 an ounce at $1,746. Silver down 15 cents at $19.08 per ounce, and crude oil is trading at $91 a barrel. That's the market for now. This is Susan Eastman, First Vice President, Investment, Stifel Nicolaus & Company, member SIPC and NYSE for KCNR.
Whoa. Wow. Do you take a, how do you do that? Do you do like breath exercises, or, you know,
no,
holding your breath?
Or I smile. Linda told me smile.
You do that? No, she, yeah, that's
you
true.
We're talking about crude oil. What's been the going price for crude oil in the past, let's say, month?
It's been hovering around 90.
So we're 91?
91 today. Yeah. And then you notice the gas prices dropped a little bit. You're saving about $10. Yeah. Instead of $50.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But we're in a really different time, and we're going to see interest rates go up, and it's causing some frustration in the market, and tightening is going to slow the economy.
Well, the
everyone be careful. They already this morning noted consumer spending is already dropping because people are being careful now.
Well, you kind of have to, and you're kind of seeing how much cost, and then what's it going to look like 6 months from now? So
right, you have to look ahead, so you don't have that credit card debt looming over you.
Well, that's the other thing. And one of the ways to avoid things like that is to give Susan Eastman a call.
Yeah, that's right. Susan Eastman's first vice president of investments at Stifel. Now, you spell that S-T-I-F-E-L, but you speak it as Stifel, 2701 Park Marina Drive. She's got a beautiful office on the second floor. Go see Susan. You can give her a call at 530-244-7199 or Eastman's at Stifel.com.
Have a great weekend, Susan.
Thank you, honey.
Bye-bye. Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
I can call her honey because the last time we saw her was at the crab feed. Well, she came to the crab feed. She's been very supportive of...
She bought...
Oh,
like
my God.
Two things.
The guitar. I mean,
she bought the guitar.
She was the guitar.
That was Susan Eastman.
And she went to town and, yeah.
Oh, that wasn't the only thing she bought that night. So, hey, we are here with Rebecca Barr, who heads up a One Safe Place.
No, Katie's
Katie's
the big boss.
Yes.
You know what? I'm sorry. Katie Minoletti, who is the big boss. And
it's the morning of Italians.
It is.
Yeah.
And Rebecca, who... is an underling.
Yeah,
I
know.
Underling.
Yeah. No, she. There's a
now
title.
That I've totally screwed this
empowerment.
Up.
No, you're.
You're right. Director of empowerment.
Director of empowerment. Because I remember the word stuck out so clearly with as we go through changing of times and restructuring. You know, how do you look at it with today in today's world? So I think that's a great title for what you do. So today we're here again with One Safe Place. We are looking at some of the things that are happening with One Safe Place and, of course, always looking to fundraise, always looking to be able to support something that is so vitally important in our community. And so what are we going to discuss this morning?
Well, One Safe Place has been extremely busy lately. Our numbers have just skyrocketed.
Ooh.
And now that school is back in session, we're really encouraging families to seek out support and any type of way to mitigate the stress that goes along with going back to school for the kiddos, for the parents, for guardians, anybody in the household, even school staff. We just want them to know that we're here for them, and all of our services are completely free and voluntary.
So what do you think this uptick would be? Is it economy? Is it the stress of after COVID? What I mean, you probably have experts that kind of look at why is it at this point we do have this increase?
Yeah, I've been doing this for a few years now, and the numbers always ebb and flow, and there's not a ton of reasoning for that. However, we do know now that our numbers are increasing, not just throughout the state of California, but nationwide out of COVID. So most of it is really due to the number of mandated reporters that are in the community. And if you're at home and you're isolated and no one is seeing the abuse that you are enduring, unfortunately, abuse thrives in silence and in darkness. So now that folks are going back to work, kids are going back to school, those responsible bystanders are now seeing signs of abuse. You know, if it's the cosmetologist who's doing your hair, your esthetician, your kid's teacher, they're picking up on the warning signs and they're doing something about it, which is really powerful.
Okay. And are you... still giving classes and going out into the community, and can you share with our listeners what are the signs and how do you look for that? And without being where people are worried about I'm the nosy neighbor and I'm probably making this up in my mind, but BUT ? What if?
Absolutely. I'm not going to say that it's an easy position to be in, but that is why we provide education to various groups. We go to the Rotary Clubs. We go to the schools. We talk to teachers. We talk to church groups to keep the conversation alive so that when you do see something in the grocery store or with even a friend, that gut instinct will automatically pop up and you're going to go, okay, this isn't right. If it's your best friend, you're probably going to, approach them in a gentle way, chat with them over coffee in a confidential manner. If it's a neighbor you've never talked to before, that's going to be a little tougher. And if it's a dangerous situation, we never, ever, ever encourage folks to put themselves in harm's way. So I've shared a few times now that my neighbor saved my life. My neighbor called 911 for me. And that is the most powerful thing that you can do for somebody that you know is in danger, especially if you know there's kiddos in that household. Even if they're not, you know, on the other end of the physical abuse, they're seeing it, they're hearing it. And adverse childhood experiences are real. They impact kiddos for the rest of our lives. So I would encourage you to call us. If you are that neighbor, if you are a coworker and you just don't know how to start that conversation or you don't know the resources to give, call 244-SAFE. Call One Safe Place, and we can talk you through it, give you some tips, brainstorm with you, give you some resources. Every situation is different.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're here with the people who are the women or the heart of helping to keep One Safe Place on the ground and running in our beautiful community. We're going to be talking more on the subject when we get back here on KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's 8:15 in the morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Velo Airlines.
You can now fly directly to Las Vegas with Velo Airlines and many other places from right here in Redding. That flight currently flies on Fridays and Mondays. Well, some other days too, but you can go to Burbank. You have other places from right here with Velo Airlines. And it can be as low as $39 each way. And sometimes lower, because I keep getting things in email saying, save 30%, save 40% on Velo Airlines. But you must book direct at AveloAir.com. We'll be right back.
Fires break out here in the North State. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa. In Siskiyou County, the tragic McKinney Fire has caused at least 4 deaths and consumed over 60,000 acres. And some of the most dangerous months are still ahead of us. I'm working to improve federal forest management by getting more aggressive in thinning and clearing near power lines to reduce fire risks. We have delivered billions in aid for local disaster recovery and are fighting to stop FEMA from seizing money from fire victims who have received compensation from PG&E. I've also written a bipartisan bill to stop the IRS from taxing people's fire settlement dollars. In July, I offered amendments to federal legislation that would increase funding for water storage and fire protection. My office is here to serve you. Go to lamalfa.house.gov or give us a call. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa, paid for with official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Retirement may seem to be in the distant future, or it may suddenly arrive overnight. At Stifel Investments, we are committed to working closely with our clients. Planning tomorrow means understanding the challenges of today. Uncertain markets, rising costs, and longer lifespans. As a financial advisor of 25 years, I'm committed to helping my clients achieve retirement success. Let's get started today. This is Susan Eastman, Stifel Nicholas & Company, 244-7199.
Get the very best of summer with Black Bear Diner's refreshing summer menu, here for a limited time only. Start the day with sweet cream pancakes with fresh strawberries and lemon cream. Or grab a fresh berry chicken salad for lunch. Dig into blackberry burned barbecue ribs for dinner and end with a fresh strawberry lemon cream pie. Pair any of these with a triple berry citrus spritzer or a summer sangria and you're set for summer flavor. Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Redding.
Black Bear Diner.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Nathan works really hard on getting that intro music.
You're knocking it out of the park today. Yeah. But except, remember, the last bump, you got our remark, right? Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite, Redding's Dish premier local retailer, providing our area with the best value, service, and technology in TV for over 30 years. It's a veteran-owned business, and Doug Tooley knows what he's talking about. Don't call that 800 number. No. Keep it local. Give Doug a call at 530-241-3474 for the best service you can possibly imagine with Dish. We're here with One Safe Place and the woman in charge, Katie Minoletti.
Good morning.
And Director of Empowerment, Rebecca Barr.
That's it.
Can you empower me?
I mean, let's talk about it.
I feel like I need empowerment today.
Well, let's talk about some. At the break, we discussed two things that were very important. One is that October is... What month?
October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
Purple.
Purple ribbons nationally. It's a national awareness month. You know, I'm new to Reading, so I hear that the Think Pink thing is really big up here. So we're going to ask people to think purple just for a little bit in October, as well as think in pink. And we've got a lot of events planned just to create awareness around domestic violence. More than anything, in the month of October, we want people to just understand how common domestic violence is, because it doesn't discriminate. Domestic violence happens everywhere to all walks of life, all economic and, you know, income brackets. And we really think that kind of shining the light on the awareness piece of it will help people be able to come forward if they're in a violent or harmful situation in their relationship. So looking forward to October for Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
All right, so we will talk about that some more. And what are the kind of events can one look forward to, meaning educational events are we going to be talking about, but not only on the air, but let's talk about people who are listening right now and thinking about, okay, it's resonating with them now. We have you on once a month, but right now something is resonating with them. Where do they go? Who do they call? And is there a guideline of what one does to look for or to open their realm up as far as, like, not being the squeaky wheel, but being the concerned citizen?
That's a great question, Linda. And One Safe Place is the place to call, right? Calling 530-244-SAFE and getting advice. And if you are that squeaky wheel, or you think you're seeing things or hearing things that are unhealthy or abusive, that's a good thing. That means that you are a committed friend, neighbor, family member, and community member. We like to say at One Safe Place that, you know, domestic violence is a community problem, and it takes a community to solve it. So we're constantly out doing trainings and workshops and getting feedback from our community as well to see really where are the issues that maybe we're not even aware of. But October is the perfect time, any month really, but October is the most popular. If you want a guest speaker to come to your business, to your church, to your service club, we can share, we can speak about how we survived domestic violence and abuse and how we're now thriving and the steps that it might take someone to get there to try to destigmatize domestic violence, because like Rebecca said earlier, it's never the victim's fault. Domestic violence can impact anyone in any situation.
What would be, let's say you saw a sign perhaps of children coming back to school and there's neglect. How do you differentiate the neglect, the neglection of, like, say, of children, and where you would call to think, like, and then because you're talking about abuse?
You know, what I like to tell people is that if we witness something that makes us uncomfortable or, again, raises that the hair on the back of your neck, thankfully we are not the investigators. We just report what we see, and then we let the investigators go and do their job, and they're really, really good at it. So I would encourage folks, you know, either give One Safe Place a call or give Children's Services a call. Heck, even give law enforcement a call. We are all here to support kiddos. Kiddos don't have a voice for themselves many times. So, again, I've been there. I've been in that situation where I thought, man, I really don't want to make this call. It makes me feel so uncomfortable and so unsafe. But when we put the kiddos back in the center, what's best for them, it's for adults to stand up for them.
You know, the fact that people don't realize, you know, you just see where you see where a couple people just got arrested for a sexual assault of a minor. So you have to think, you know, it's been going on 4 or 5 years. It may be somebody in their home before this comes out, and this person that was arrested, I'm not going to, you know, if you read the paper, you can see who it is. I mean, totally surprised, I'm sure, to everybody that knew this guy. Mm-hmm. Probably a total surprise that, oh, my God. So it's one of those things that it can happen. But if you don't know any of the signs, well, okay, you know, oh, she's just upset today. Mm-hmm. Well, she's upset because, you know, you got your hand down her pants. Mm-hmm. That's probably why she's upset. But you don't see that. And then you have to ask yourself, is there an enabling going on by another member of the family? If this is happening with one member of the family, can the other member of the family not know about this over a period of 4 or 5 years? Mm-hmm. What do you find in this? They can't, you know, if one adult is sexually assaulting a member of their family, or, you know, maybe a stepkid or not, maybe their own kids, how can the other member, their husband or wife, not know this?
Well, I think what I know is that family relationships are incredibly complicated, and in many cases, it takes a great deal of courage to come forward because of how complicated those relationships are. One of the things that we really want people to know is that when you do come forward, we're going to help, you know, protect the situation. We're not going to protect abusers, but we're certainly going to protect all of the people that are affected by any of the abuse. And so if there is a sign, as Katie mentioned, you know, we don't do the investigation. We are the safe place. We're the safe place to come. We're the first phone call because of all the resources that are available and the support that we offer for folks who are afraid to come forward to report this abuse that they know that's going on. But the family dynamics are so very complicated, and it really is on a case-by-case basis. And what we find, because when people get to us, is that somebody has had the courage to come forward, and they're still really, really scared because of what they think it might do to their family. So
yeah, break it apart, have it fall apart. It's you know, a black mark. How, you know, all the things. And sometimes, maybe we can talk about that in the next segment. The studies of what happens if it's generational. You grow up and it's kind of a condition of, oh, well, that, you know, that's not that big of a deal. I mean, that was. Or whatever, I don't, not to take it down any kind of notch, but that one can be conditioned of what's acceptable.
Absolutely. And again, these things thrive in silence. They thrive in the darkness. So abusers are constantly grooming and ensuring that victim is not going to tell anybody else, that they're going to help hide the crime, indeed. And so, again, making folks feel comfortable enough to come out and share that information, starting young with your kids and talking about safe touches, who's allowed to touch and who isn't. If you touch, I'll tell. One of the greatest things, one-liners to teach your kiddos really early on.
Okay. We're here with One Safe Place, and we're talking about, you know, trying to keep your kids safe and recognizing signs and signals of maybe family members or close friends or maybe just somebody you see in the mall. Of course, that might be a little bit more difficult. Okay, we're going to take a break. It's 8:30 here on the 26th of August, National Dog Day. It's about, 72 degrees, going up to 101 today. And this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody, and I'll say it again, nobody knows more about repairing windshields than Jeff Horst. He's been doing this a long time. He's been through, a countless number of automotive repair schools. He can take a chip and fix it so you can't even see it to a crack over 2 feet in length and strengthen your windshield and hide that crack. Get your windshield repaired by a master windshield repair specialist. You can, if you give him a call at 241-8373 or stop by 3208 South Market Street, Jeff will give you a free inspection and analysis. He fixed the chip in Windows windshield, Linda's windshield, and can't even see it. I mean, I was looking for it the other day. Mm-hmm. I can't see it.
Nope. Cannot see it at all.
And I told Rick, take his truck down there because he's got some massive chips in his. 8:30, and we'll be right back.
Ready to hit the trails running with more epic adventure. Come down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play our $77,000 fall into 4x4 swipe to win promotion. Swipe daily to win free slot play and prizes. Weekly free play drawings Saturdays from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Drawings every half hour. Winners receive bonus entries into the final drawings August 27th or September 24th, where one winner will win a brand new Can-Am Outlander or Maverick. For all the details, visit WindRiver.com. Find your moment at Wind River Resort and Casino.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
The official meeting of the business-to-business meeting is called to order. Business-to-business, where we always say, make every transaction a win-win-win. Our guest today is Steve Clark from Minuteman Press of Reading.
Today I'd like to talk to you about business cards.
Well, I just get mine from this.
Don't say it. Don't do it. If you're thinking of ordering your business cards online, don't do it. Keep your business local.
But they're cheaper online.
No, business cards from Minuteman Press of Reading start at just $35, and custom design services start at $29, and you keep your money local.
Hey, that's a win!
Let us at Minuteman Press of Reading take care of your business cards. Rapid turnaround time and priced right. We also do full-service direct mail and promotional products at Minuteman Press of Reading.
Call 221-0400. That's 221-0400.
For Minuteman Press of Reading, where we design, print, and promote you.
221-0400. That's 221-0400.
Minuteman Press of Reading. Call today.
Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. During the Big Cottonwood Cruise on Friday, September 9th, enjoy a barbecue fundraiser for the museum. It's 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Old Cottonwood Firehouse on Brush Street. Then enjoy the car show on Saturday the 10th. And come to the pancake breakfast at 6 a.m. followed by the barbecue right up to 8 p.m. Support the Cottonwood community and the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and thanks for your support.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. It's Friday! This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Somebody said it earlier, I think it was Charlie who said, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Well, let me tell you, I've been getting a haircut from the same guys for 15 years. It ain't broke, I ain't fixing it. Great haircuts, great people, veteran-owned business, gives discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointment, so you make your appointment, walk in, get your haircut, and you can walk out, or you can just hang around like I do sometimes to find out what's going on in the world. Give them a call at 530-244-9478. It's Man's Last Stronghold. Linda went in one day. She walked in, said hello to everybody, and tell them what you said.
Linda, I have to shave my legs.
Because of all the testosterone that was in there.
So,
that's okay.
I need to go home and shave my legs. It's kind of gross, but they laughed.
Hey, we're here with
boy humor.
Katie Minoletti, who heads up One Safe Place, and Rebecca Barr. Am I getting that right?
Bear.
Well, you've got to say something in between here. Bear, who is head of empowerment. You could have empowered me by telling me, hey, Carl, you've been mispronouncing my name again. Bear. Then you should change the spelling of your name to Bear, right? Not Burr.
I know you're getting married soon.
Oh, now I've got to figure that out.
Are you going to change your name?
I don't know. We'll see what the wedding band looks like, but I think so. I think I'm going to hyphenate.
Okay.
Oh. See, and Linda has pointed this out to me countless times. It's not fair. You know, a woman gets married. She's built her life, her business, her credit, everything under this name. And then we just change it.
Yep.
And me being the man goes,
I have four albums with three different names. I mean, it's ridiculous. Try to follow a website with Anyway, so when I married Carl, I decided to give up my other names and just completely
dive
in.
You can only have
in.
So many hyphenated names.
Yeah,
okay.
And, but anyway, so I hyphenated my name for a while, too. And anyway, I'm just curious because, you know, and of course, different cultures, the man takes the woman's name.
Which culture is that? It probably died out.
No, it's in Spain. They do the family names and they integrate it. So that's why they have the you know, there's four and five names because they take their family names.
Okay, so what do we got going on at One Safe Place besides the fact all the neat things that you know, rescuing people, saving lives, you know, that stuff.
All the stuff, yeah. So we just talked about October being Domestic Violence Awareness Month, Crab Feed 2023.
That, you know, has got to be. That was one of the biggest events. That was the first big event
after
that Linda took me to after I moved, you know, after I got back from Iraq and moved up here. She said, we're going to go to the crab feed. And I went, okay. I had no idea. I had no idea
so
what it was going to be like. And I'm like, oh, my God, I love crab.
Yeah.
Oh, can I have some more of that clam chowder? No, that'll fill me up from the crab. And, you know, frankly, I walked out that evening. I had butter still dripping off my chin. And I felt guilty. I felt like I'd wiped out a whole crab colony by myself. I mean, I felt guilty. And it was like, oh, I don't think I can ever do this again. And then 2 weeks later, it was like, hey, there's another crab feed someplace. Let's go!
Well, right, so you've got some interesting news about the February 6th?
February 4th. Saturday.
February 4th.
Yep, Saturday, February 4th. Right. We're already on the calendar of the Shasta District Fair, so we're there. It's booked. Right. It's a done deal.
But February 4th.
Something different's happening this year.
Something different's happening.
We're not invited.
Well, it's tradition. Tradition will continue, but...
Yeah.
However, there is an addition.
I'm so thankful for the team of volunteers that come together to put this crab feed on. I've never been. So I'm not, I'm really not in charge.
You've never been to a
club? No, I've been in Reading.
Oh, that's right.
Been in Reading for a year and a half.
Uh-huh.
And we tried to get in last year because we saw the ads and we thought, well, this looks like a fun way to get connected to the community. Yeah. And it was sold out. I mean, within minutes.
Well,
what it was
they cut it back on the size.
Yeah.
Because of the COVID stuff. And, you know, and I know that so many people want to go to it, but last year, it seemed like it just flowed really well.
It was awesome. It,
you know, and even though there were less people, I mean, stuff was still bought and bid on and all this, that there was more room for people, I think.
Yeah. This is what I've heard, is that everybody likes a little bit more room to move mm-hmm. around. But on the other side of that, we're hearing that so many people want to go.
Yeah,
so the challenge to the committee, and they haven't heard it yet, is to figure out how to keep that amount of space but still be able to have, you know, more people get in the door because so many people want to come to the crab feed.
Yeah.
But here's the special thing. After you eat all that crab and clam chowder, we're going to give you a way to work it off because we're going to have an after party.
Ooh.
So after the crab feed, you'll just walk across the courtyard to the last. I think it's the Lassen Building. It's the other the other big hall there. And Lance Michael Cornwell and his band.
Oh my gosh!
Are gonna play the after party. And for folks who don't want to come or can't, you know, get in because we're sold out, they can still come to the after party. So we'll be selling tickets for that separately.
Okay, and what time will that start then?
It's going to start right after the crab feed. So we're putting all the details. We're still together. I haven't even met with the committees yet. So I hope folks that are listening are okay with this because we're doing it. But
you got to keep growing. You got to try. You got to try it and see. Okay, this worked really well, or this is about half of what we wanted. So let's give it another shot next year. You know, you got to do that. I mean, I'm sure crab feeds, the first crab feed. People were, you know, it may not have been perfect. I mean, you learn from every one of these because of the amount of people and the amount of crab that goes through there. Oh,
and
my
this will
God.
Be our 36th.
Oh.
36
my
years
gosh.
Of crab.
Yeah, that's fantastic. It is a great fundraiser. It's one of our favorite events of the year. And then also, I think we were mentioning at the break that you are looking that Dancing with the Stars will come back in 2023. And that's been about a four-year hiatus.
Yeah, so we're super excited to bring back Dancing with the Stars. We're not quite talking about it as much as we're starting to talk about crab feed in the planning stages.
Right.
But, you know, that will come in January with announcing who the dancers are. So
right.
we are starting to look for folks. If anybody has a heart for the work that we do, wants to be a dancer, the format of that event is that all the dancers raise money.
Mm-hmm.
There's two awards. There's a judge's choice. That's for the best dancer, but then also an award for the top fundraiser in the room that night. So the fundraisers, you know, from January until June go out and have events and raise money and really reach out to the community, sharing the message of One Safe Place and supporting the work that we do. And then in June they get up on the stage and dance it off. And so I'm also in search of a Tyra Banks Linda, so you might get some of those flashy outfits ready. I don't know. We'll talk about that off air. But anyway, yeah, so we really want to have a lot of fun. I know the community loves that event. And we just need, you know, probably 6 to 8 folks who have a heart for the work. We pair folks with choreographers. They work for 6 months on the dances, just like they do on the show. You get a little more time. It's not week to week. But and then in June, we'll have the big event. So.
Well, fantastic. Sounds great. Now, we're going to take an early break. When we come back, we're going to talk more with some bullet points of how you can help One Safe Place. And so we want to have some time to talk about that. But, Nathan, take us out with a really good song.
All right. We are in the middle of fire season in California, and we've already seen major fires break out here in the North State. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa.
In Siskiyou County, the tragic McKinney Fire has caused at least 4 deaths and consumed over 60,000 acres. And some of the most dangerous months are still ahead of us. I'm working to improve federal forest management by getting more aggressive in thinning and clearing near power lines to reduce fire risks. We have delivered billions in aid for local disaster recovery and are fighting to stop FEMA from seizing money from fire victims who have received compensation from PG&E. I've also written a bipartisan bill to stop the IRS from taxing people's fire settlement dollars. In July, I offered amendments to federal legislation that would increase funding for water storage and fire protection. My office is here to serve you. Go to lamalfa.house.gov or give us a call. This is Congressman Doug LaMalfa, paid for with official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
KCA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Have you just received your Starlink? Congratulations! Do you need help installing it? Look no further than your local satellite professionals. That's right, BT Satellite. Call Doug and the whole team to set up your Starlink with the same customer service you've come to know. BT Satellite will set up your Starlink and work with you to make the experience a pleasure for you. Call today and set up your time to install the new Starlink. You know, don't call the 800 number. Call 241-3474. That's BT Satellite, 241-3474.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. We're going to have to work on this, buddy.
Well, you know what, people?
We're going to have to work on this. When you see me move toward the microphone, you need to turn it on. Right there.
Well, we're
right
just
there.
All enthralled with watching,
me dance?
You know, like they talk about that white man can't jump.
I dance like AWB. Average white boy.
Yeah.
Okay. I understand that.
Oh, that's all right.
I understand that. That's okay.
We just talked about it dancing with the stars.
You.
Dancing
I guess it was
bear.
A good thing. Guess it was
you
a
said
good
I look like a dancing bear in
I
my
didn't
tuxedo.
Look like that was the next year, okay? hey, boo boo. We're here with Katie Minoletti, who heads up One Safe Place. She's the director there, and thank you so much for what you do. And Rebecca Bear, who is the director of empowerment, and we're talking about, and October's going to be domestic violence.
It is.
Awareness month. It's unfortunate that we have to have months. Like, mm-hmm. you know, children, I think there's another one, you know, sexual assault of children or something mm-hmm. like that. And then you've got domestic violence and you've got all these other things. Domestic violence is not just kids or wives. It can be elders also. I mean, do you see that? Or does that fall under something different?
Unfortunately, OneSafe Place has been extremely busy the last year, I would say, and many of those coming in seeking assistance with emergency shelter or assistance with a restraining order are those who are older adults, and they're being abused either by an intimate partner or by a family member.
That's what I was thinking, is that somebody came in, okay, I'll take care of you, and then it turns into torture. I know it's scary. And, I mean, because one, you know, they're weaker, physically weaker. And then the people are coming in there and they're raiding their bank accounts. And But you all have gone out to banks and, I mean, other places. Like, there's financial institutions. Somebody's trying to write a check off somebody and they will not cash the check. So, but that's part of the training that you all provide.
And financial abuse is probably the one that we don't talk about the most, but it's so common. A lot of our survivors, they either don't have the funds to leave the abusive situation because that abuser has controlled the bank account. They can't use the debit cards, or they get an allowance. They're told, here's $40, and you have to go fill up the tank and get gas or get milk and snacks for the kids and come back and bring me a receipt. I mean, they have no way to save dollars to then flee. And that's where we come in as One Safe Place, because you don't need anything for our services. Our services are completely free. But
show up the clothes on your back.
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. But it is really awful when folks, you know, it starts out really small and small incremental steps with harsh words and being put down and being demeaned. And, you know, a few months or a few years later, they find themselves with no control of their own life and feeling like it's all their fault, because they're starting to agree, right? That emotional abuse has taken a toll, and they start to think, man, I am a terrible partner. I deserve
stupid.
This.
I am stupid. I am, you know, I don't deserve that. You know, I mean, and it does, but it's not something that if it started right then, they'd fight it. But it's like the old frog in a pan or pot of water, and you just turn on the heat and keep turning it up like that.
Yeah. It doesn't usually just happen overnight. It's a slow, gradual thing.
And if it does, there may be another reason. If it starts, like, immediately, there may be something wrong with the partner that's, you know, mental. They may have had some kind of breakdown or something like that. But that needs to be recognized, too.
I think the biggest reason that I hear that folks don't reach out for help is because they think that means they have to leave their partner. They have to divorce their partner. And that isn't always necessarily the case. Sometimes just separation for right now, the safety is number one priority for you and your kiddos. So we like to say, you know, don't make any big decision right now. Just reach out for support. Reach out for some resources from us. And we will not push anything on you. It's completely up to you what you do next. But don't rush too big of decisions now.
That's good advice. Because if it's not physical violence, it's just anger. There could be a thousand reasons why your spouse is just angry. And, I mean, it may have nothing to do with you specifically, but you become the target. Now, you all also put together counseling, too. So, how does that work? You know, I mean, so, okay, you've dropped the temperature of the water where the frog is, then you offer counseling for couples, for families?
Yeah, again, every case is so
right,
different.
Right.
So our advocates are trained by the state of California to be able to do safety assessments with anybody who calls and anybody that walks in the door. So we're able to help kind of navigate that family through the different resources that they need. Some do want counseling. Some absolutely do not. Some want couples counseling. Sometimes the abuser calls and says they want some therapy, some anger management. Whatever the situation is, we're going to help them assess that danger situation. And again, If separating needs to happen immediately, then that's what we might suggest. But therapy services are one of our most popular and needed services.
I don't know if we've ever talked about that specifically until today. And because it was there's so much pressure on people, and there has been over the last 2 years. You all have seen it through COVID and we were talking businesses, you know, people losing their businesses or not being able to make ends meet, you know, not taking a check home if you own a business because you're paying your people and all those things. The amount of pressure and the kids being home from school, the amount of pressure we've had over the last 2 years is just tremendous. And you all see it, and maybe the idea of therapy to help people get past that so they can save what they have.
And channel what to do instead of lashing out is such a, I think all of us have to learn to do that. And if you grow up in an environment where people, you know, hit each other or trash on each other, it becomes like that's normal behavior. So it's relearning, what's appropriate. And, I think that's amazing what you guys do. So again, we're here with One Safe Place, and we've been talking, with the leaders of the One Safe, Place in, Reading. And we've been talking about the crab feed and other kind of fundraisers and what we're doing and the uptick right now that we have with abuse that you're seeing, and especially in our elder community.
I don't know if you feel comfortable talking about this, and maybe I shouldn't even ask, but how much does it cost a year to help people? Just, you know, you don't have to give a specific or anything like that, but I mean, it must be a lot, because you're helping thousands of people.
Yes, and we're helping more than ever. I mean, we serve
especially now,
13,000 adults last year and 700 kiddos.
13,000.
Yes.
How do you do that? No, I mean, that includes, I mean, people calling in, and you've only got so much room.
Right.
But then you find places for them.
It's a full-time job, right? We're there 24 hours a day, which is important, but it's also a community effort. So we rely really heavily on community support through donations, through our fundraisers. We have some monthly givers that are absolute angels that keep our doors open. And we also do receive some state funding. A majority of our grants are from the California Office of Emergency Services. So we've been an essential service throughout COVID because we are there 24 hours a day to serve our community.
Yeah, it doesn't stop. Wouldn't it be nice if you could shut down your doors?
Well, that's the goal, right, Carl?
Yeah.
I mean, we want to work ourselves out of a job. That's why we want to be doing more prevention work in the schools and working with parents and giving them the supportive skills and tools they need to work through these hard times and not let it get to a level where anyone actually does need One Safe Place. But unfortunately, our numbers just keep increasing, so we're still needed a lot right now.
Jobs would help. Would that help? I mean, if people were employed, I mean, if there were more jobs out there, so does that get tied to it at all? If we had high employment?
Well, I think you hit the nail on the head earlier when you just talked about stress in general.
Yeah.
And it starts to become, you know, a tough conversation because lots of people experience stress, but not everybody lashes out at their partner. And so while, you know, I also want to know, why does this happen? You know, why are people lashing out in violent ways? Why do relationships become violent? I think that there are just so many ways that happens. And I never want to sound like I'm justifying that behavior because, like I said, and you hit the nail on the head, is that people are stressed. It's just how you choose to react to those situations, that matter. And that's why, placing emphasis on the signs for the victim is really important, but also for the abusers, because the abusers, you know, they need that counseling. They need to learn new behaviors so that they aren't lashing out. But I think that all of the stresses that we face in life could ultimately become reasons that somebody has so much pent up anger, and then they start lashing out, which is unfortunate.
Okay. Well, how do people get a hold of One Safe Place, Katie?
You can contact One Safe Place 24 hours a day by calling 530-244-SAFE or by going to our website, ospshasta.org.
And if you are somebody that suspects that there's something going on, That's the number to call, and they're going to get advice about what to do from there. And, you know, when I heard my next-door neighbor, and I heard this screaming in the back, and it seemed like something's really wrong here. Instead of just calling police, which some people would do, is maybe it's a good idea to call one safe place and get one of your professionals to say, okay, this is what happened. Yeah, maybe you do need to call the police. Mm-hmm. So, okay.
Well, thank you for being with us
yeah.
this morning. And
thanks for everything you do for yeah. our community. My gosh. And, you know, and here's the thing is, well, we have high ACEs scores in Shasta County. Well, maybe it's because we care about it. Mm. There's no doubt in my mind out of 58 counties that there's a number of them out there that just don't care or they don't look at it. And we do up here. So, and when you do shine lights on things, you have a tendency to, you find it, and then you can fix it. So,
yeah.
Thanks a lot, ladies.
Thank you so
and
much.
And remember, it's going to be 101 today, overnight lows of 69, and throughout the week, 95 on Saturday, 95 on Sunday, even though we're under the triple D.